in perfect harmony, then and for forever. New hearers to the story, first-time listeners, when they hear this, begin to become unsettled. No one comes here today in perfect harmony, not with the world around us, not with the people in our lives, and for many, unfortunately, not with the God who made us. We know not everything is right. We feel not everything is as it should be. This too, however, has been told from the very beginning. The first people, our ancestors, which we've heard about briefly, Adam and Eve, living in perfection, turned from the perfect one and chose their own way. They turned to evil and called it good. And all people since then, all descendants, all of us, have followed in their steps, choosing evil over good, choosing to sin against God. If it were some other kind of God that we were accountable to, if it were some lesser being that we robbed and wronged, then maybe our history would be a little bit different. Maybe we would live a little bit differently. Yet there is only one God. He is holy. He is just. And he will not let the guilty go free. The wages of sin is death. This too we have known from the beginning. Into this dark reality, into this impossible situation, shines a light, a glimmer of hope at first, but brightens over time. It is this, that this holy and just God is also a loving and merciful God. Since we cannot make a way to him, he will make a way for us to get to him. And this good news begins with a promise that the evil in the world will one day be conquered, destroyed by God's chosen one. And as the story unfolds, we are told that this chosen one will be a blessing to all nations, that he will rule all nations. He will be a king whose throne endures forever and ever and ever. And what's more, we learn is that not only will he rid the world of evil, not only will he make things new, he will rid us of our evil, and he will make us new. The way for this to happen, in order for this to be possible, hinted at for some time, requires something more. Someone more, someone different, a different man, a perfect man, a godly man, one who is willing and capable of taking punishment that we deserve upon himself. And the question for so long by so many was, who will this man be? Who could do such a thing? We don't gather here this morning wondering about that question anymore. This man has been revealed to us. It is Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. We gather here today to remember what was so wonderfully done long ago, that Jesus Christ came, lived a perfect life, went to the cross, and paid for our sins. And at last, we are able to be brought into relationship with God, a way for creation now to live in harmony again with their Creator, a way for our holy, just God, through his mercy, to love his people and be with them again forever and ever and ever. He has made it so that we can turn away from evil and back to good, to turn from sin and to follow in obedience. Our question this morning is not, who will this man be? Who is this man? It is, do you believe? Do you believe he died for you? Do you believe that when he said on the cross, it is finished, that it was finished? And if you believe such things, then you know why this is a Good Friday. If you don't, then I pray that you would stick around, that you would ask questions, you would hear the scriptures reading, and you would turn to him. He is a good God who loves and has provided a way for him. That is what we gather here today to do and to remember. And may we do that now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you created this world. Seeing us turn from you, have provided a way, a plan of salvation before the world even began to reconcile man to God. Through Jesus Christ, perfect life, through his dying on the cross, that our sins might be forgiven, that we might turn and believe in him and be made new. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us this in your word. Thank you that we can remember this morning. And thank you, Lord, that we can have peace with you. You are a good God. Thank you for your faithfulness. In your name we pray. Amen.